We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. On Radio Row.
Looking good with the Boosie fade.
You want to do the high fade.
That's a Boosie fade.
If you want to do, go Tigers, I'm going to give you my Ed Orgeron. You ready?
All right, here we go. I'm Ed Orgeron here. I want to talk to the bank out. Show about Go Tigers. I'm rack cracking like a backpack.
That's my guy. So
is that pretty good?
That's my guy. So I'm not gonna make too many jokes.
That's pretty good, right? That's not jokes. I think that's a fair representation, right?
True Louisiana.
See, lawyer I am. You see that?
Yeah. True Louisiana.
I'm going to New Orleans in March. I'm taking my wife and my kid. Where do I have to eat? Where do I have to go? Devon Godshaw, obviously a famous New Orleanian.
I mean, what you trying to eat though?
I mean, I got to try the beignets, obviously, okay. But I want to try, I guess, Cajun food, right?
I mean, they got plenty of spots you can go to. I mean, personally, I mean, I'm not a lot of familiar with a lot of the New Orleans food, but personally, Baton Rouge, they got a place called Oyster House. Amazing. The best food in town. Amazing.
All right. I'll try that. Devon Godshaw, by the way, is the Dolphins' Walter Payton Man of the Year, and we were talking, you were on with us during the season. Devon Godshaw, one of the most charitable people within not just the Dolphins organization, but in the NFL, period.
I was going to say, being this young, bro, and being up for that award, that's big time because usually people get into the swing of the NFL, get their name out there, and then start giving back. You jumped in the league, and I just saw you on TV, and you said, you know, just overall quote or something you tweeted where I'm more than a football. I'm just not a football player. Yeah. I'm on this earth to impact people's lives. Yeah. Like, at your age, bro, how was that your mentality already?
Kind of like my mom and my mentor, you know, just kept me mature, you know, never forget where you came from, you know, things like that. But I think, you know, just growing up, just not having it all. And when I get to this position to you want to give back, you know, whether that's time, whether that's money, you know, things like that, you know. But, I mean, I think, you know, it's pretty big for me, you know, coming from where I come from, Plaquemine, Louisiana, a small town, you know, not a lot of people make it. Just saw my fellow guy, Brian Mitchell, you know, he made it out, you know, kick returner, you know, for in the NFL. So I think, you know, me doing this is pretty big for me.
Devon Godshaw is with us. That being said, as charitable as you are and Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Miami Dolphins, are you going to be partaking in any of the Super Bowl parties and festivities? I mean, there's a lot going on here. I mean, there's a lot going on here regardless. But I'm just saying, this week especially, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I attend a couple of events. You know, my agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has a big party. EA Sports has a big party. You know, the Maximum party. You know, it's a lot of parties, as you guys know. You know, get there, show my face, take a couple of pictures, you know. I mean, things like that. But that's about it.
And you and Christian Wilkins, bro. It's funny because I met you first. Obviously, you've been here longer than I actually interviewed Christian last weekend over at Bayfront Park. Man, what's that dynamic like? Because you have a good personality, but you're a little more, a little docile.
Yeah, I'm laid
Christian
back a little bit.
Christian is nuts. He was up there dancing, doing splits, up there making nachos. Like,
I mean, like, be who you are. That's the main thing. I mean, that's the thing I love about him. He is who he is. You know, he's going to be who he is. He's not going to shy away from nobody. I mean, if you want to dance, you know, if you want his splits, you know, that's what he's going to do. I mean, he's a great guy, you know, even better guy off the field. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be who you are. You know, you don't want to change for nobody, you know. That's the type of guy you is, be that guy. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, you just want to stay calm and stay who you are. Don't try to change for nobody.
And do y'all two ever talk about, like, y'all are both young, man. Y'all could be the future. Like, y'all could set the middle of this defense up. Yeah. Y'all ever talk about that?
I mean, we don't talk about it, but, I mean, we know it. I mean, at the end of the day, just got to stay humble, keep working, you know, each and every year. Come ready to work. Got to prove yourself each and every year. Never get complacent, but always have that confidence.
Devon Godshaw is with us. The end of the season ended on this up note, like everything seemed to be coming together for the team. Did everyone walk away from the season feeling positive?
Man, I was telling people was like, oh, man, y'all got beat by Baltimore the first game, second game, you know, whatever, third game. Y'all started with 0-8, 0-7. But at the end of the day, you got to have that same mindset each and every week coming to practice, you know, Coach Flo getting us ready to practice, you know, things like that. I think, you know, our team came to work each and every week. We never, like, even though we were 0-7, bro, it didn't even feel like it. Like, just telling you, like, it didn't even feel like it because guys was coming ready to work. And the hardest thing is when you get 0-7, 0-8, it's hard to come to practice and put the same work in you did last week knowing you're probably going to lose on Sunday. But we never had that mindset, though. we always had that mindset that we're going to win a game on Sunday. And then the thing came out about tanking. Like, I mean, I think nobody in that organization worked that hard to go out and tank on Sunday. Like, that's ridiculous to me.
I mean, it seemed like it came right from Coach Flo when you say that we never thought we were going to lose.
We never thought we were going to lose.
Like, each and every
game, I don't go to in the facility thinking I'm going to lose. I think I'm going to win every day. I mean, so I had the mindset coming in Monday, watching the Sunday film. You know, we got beat. Okay, watch film, get better. Tuesday's day off. Take care of your body. Wednesday, come ready to work for Wednesday practice. So I don't think nobody mindset never was, man, we're going to lose on Sunday. We always had confidence, and it showed at the end of the season against the New England Patriots. I think that was a full 60-minute game. We played the best one this year, and we did it against our division rival, and we, you know, knocked them out their first round bye.
And, bro, really, it was two seasons. You bring it up, 0-7, then the 5-4. Mm-hmm. Like, was there a time, was there a day, like, was there something that clicked when it swung? I know y'all added a bunch of players. Uh-huh. I know y'all got rid of, you know, what was it, Minka and Laramie
Tunsil,
right before the season.
Yeah,
so then y'all had the continuity and all that to get up. But then 0-7 and then go 5-4, did you see a click? Is there a day that you thought about, hey, it's something different now?
I mean, probably, like, you saw, like, the confidence, like, after – I mean, like, you know, the Redskins game, we should have won. It's a bunch of games. I could sit up here and say, oh, man, Dallas Cowboys, you know, we should have won. Yeah. I could sit up here and tell you all this. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, each and every week, the mindset we had to go out and practice. You know how South Florida is. It don't get cold. It really don't get cold at all. Yeah. So we go out to 90-degree weather, practicing, you know, at an 0-7 record. You know, but guys had the right mindset. Like I said, we was 0-7 but didn't feel like it. I'm telling you, like, honest to God, it didn't feel like we were 0-7. So I think, you know, guys having that mindset, coming to work, you know, want to get better, want to watch film, want to stay late after practice to watch film. I think when you have that mindset, I mean, as a coach, you nothing to do but respect your players. And Coach Flo wants the best out of everybody. He wants, like, if you say you want to be this great, I want to see this. I want you to be the best of you. You know, so I think having a head coach like that just speaks a lot about our organization.
Devon Godshaw is with us. We're on Radio Row in Miami Beach. Was it the toughest season, though, that you've ever been through collegiately and obviously professionally?
I mean, yeah, it was pretty tough. I mean, you know, just trying to, you know, get up and motivating yourself each and every day, you know. You know, with a 0-7 start. But I think, man, like I say, I mean, that organization kept us close. You know, we had guys in the locker room that believe, you know, each and every week. You know, we never, like I say, I never thought we was out of any game. You know, we got Fitz Magic. So I never thought we was out of any game, you know, things like that. But the defense got better and better each and every week. I mean, I just think the sky's the limit for this organization. Like he said, got another guy on side of me, Christian Wilkins, you know, doing some great things, did some great things this year, you know, so I think the sky's the limit for the Miami Dolphins.
He was saying you guys are both young guys. You hang out with Christian Wilkins at all? Because he is notoriously cheap. He says thrifty, but there's stories where he goes out, he wants to have a lemonade, so he orders water, some lemon slices, he takes the sweetener off the table, makes his own lemonade, save like $3.
I mean, he said he's cheap, but I always see his IG story, him sitting courtside of a basketball game.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
And they're not just giving him
I mean,
those.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's cheap in certain ways, but I know, you know, he played basketball, so he loved basketball. So I always see him, you know, at the courtside, you know, I know all them tickets don't be for free. So I see him sitting courtside, so I don't know how cheap he really is.
Even that, talking about that, where I was going to ask you, because I tell the story where I went and got a $100,000 car that was worth $20,000. Went and I had to buy 11 alligators and then get them killed and skinned and tanned and dyed to put in the car because I wanted my ass to be sitting on alligator skin. That's what
That's
I told
UF thing, right?
That, yes, it was a gator thing, but I told thing, that was Jawan when Jeezy was in Atlanta coming out with all the cars. He said, you know, Jawan down the street. Like, I got I was a Jeezy fan.
Okay.
What was that for you? Because Joe Hayden just said he had to buy a storage unit to keep his shoes. Like, everybody has a vice, bro. What was your vice when you got that little check?
My vice is clothes. I mean, I think he's like dressed nice, got the LV pants on, LV sneakers.
Oh.
Him wearing a pressing shirt. So I think my is fashion.
Because
I mean, like, I love the.
You know, I don't know what it means.
I love the dress up. So I think, you know, like, that's probably my biggest vice. Like you said, like, you know, like, shoes. Joe Hayden said shoes, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, I love shoes too, but I kind of slow down on the sneakers. But I just think, like, just dressing up, I just like to look good. Like, you know, I spend a lot of money on my teeth. You know, first impression is always a smile, you know. So I think, you know, just things like that. It's probably like the things that, you know, I have trouble with. But I think at the end of the day, I think I have pretty under control though.
Was that a shot at me about the teeth?
Nah, not at all.
No, man.
Not at all, man.
Nah,
I spent some money on my teeth. You know?
A couple of dollars just to straighten out what's going on.
I'm not even taking Target, man. You played in the NFL. You had a great career, man.
I'm just saying, what's wrong with Chihuahua teeth, though?
I just think, like, for me, like, I just wanted to, me, my personal opinion, I just want, even though some people say, like, nothing was really wrong with your teeth, but I just wanted to get my teeth fixed, my smile fixed. For me, at the end of the day, I did it.
Devon Godshaw, again, Miami Dolphins Walter Payton Man of the Year, is an incredibly charitable person, and that's appreciated. Crowder always points that kind of stuff out. We started, I did my little Ed Orgeron for you.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, is that guy going to be an NFL star?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, he definitely was a college star. I mean, we'll see. I mean, we don't want to jump the rankings. You know, I mean, he's a great college quarterback. You know, but I tell people about the time in the NFL, is a whole different league, man. It's fast. You know, I mean, you got D linemen running 4.6, 4.5. You know, I mean, it's a whole different ball game. But you know, I think if he stays on the right track, I think he has a chance to be successful in the NFL.
Bro, how'd you get away from them Creole women in New Orleans? Bro, with the light eyes and that little funny yellow hair.
Yeah, you got a wife, man. Go ahead.
Body. We can talk. We both got. You know, we don't remember.
You married, man. Go ahead.
I just want to know how you got away from
them. Man, it's
bro,
just.
I crashed my car trying to impress one of them girls when I was in New Orleans.
It's just all about, at the end of the day, it comes with a little maturity. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's hard. I mean,
it's
like
hard.
I said, I don't really go back home a lot. I mean, I go back home sometimes, but at the end of the day, it's hard with the food. You know, like you say, you know, you saw some Creole women you love, you know. But I just think, I mean, just having that mindset of, you know, I'm just gonna stay focused. And, you know, when it's time for me to, you know, to do that,
Actually, I don't know if I told you, it was the way I found a trick in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was messing with a Creole girl,
uh-huh,
and the tingle came too fast. I was in the bed and the tingle came, so now I learned to reach over.
Listen to this fix.
Come on, reach over, grab your car keys, hit the alarm button to make the alarm go off in the car.
Yeah.
Because then you can jump up and look out the window.
Oh, wait, what's going on out
like
there?
Like somebody's messing with your car, and then you can let the tingle.
Buy a little time.
You can let the tingle settle down.
Oh, man.
I learned that in New Orleans with them Creole women.
Oh, man. It's crazy. You know, a lot of people say believe in the voodoo.
Yes.
You know, so only. I don't mess around with none of that stuff.
did you hear this? They bury,
I don't mess around
if,
none of that.
If they bury their drawers in your front yard, you can never leave.
I heard a bunch of stories.
Yeah.
I heard some other stuff, but I'm not going to say it on the radio show.
What do you miss most about Louisiana? And do you consider South Florida home now? Is South Florida home or is Louisiana home?
I mean, both home to me, because, I mean, no matter, you know, if I stay here, whatever situation is, you know, I mean, I got drafted here. So, I mean, you know, the Miami Dolphins welcomed me into their organization. So, I think, you know, no matter what, you know, whether I'm here or not, you know, I'm always going to have a house down here. Louisiana is always home for me. I mean, that's where I'm born and raised, you know, LSU guys to the day I die. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, both of them I call home.
And what do you miss most about Louisiana?
The food, my family. I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, you have to, you know, the food is amazing down there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The best
Devon
in the world.
Godshow. Congratulations on Walter Payton Man of the Year. I mean, it really is. It's an unbelievable honor. Jarrett Payton is going to join us tomorrow, Walter's son. It is really a tremendous honor, and you're doing a lot for the community. Mm-hmm. And I guess you try to get other Dolphins involved in your charitable endeavors as well.
I think you have to do a lot, because I think anytime you can get out in the community, because on Sundays, on Mondays, on Thursdays, you have helmets on your head. So it's not like the NBA where people can see you, things like that. Maybe on the sideline, but nobody's really looking on the sideline. Everybody want to watch the field. You on the field. So I think anytime you get to get out in the community and with your helmet off is always big, you know. So I think, you know, getting the Walter Payton Man of the Year, I appreciate the nominee, and I'm excited for the NFL honors.
And what do you have to say to Dolphins fans listening right now who experienced a tough season along with you guys, but probably along with a lot of us saw light at the end of the tunnel? Is your message to them, we're seeing that light at the end of the tunnel as well?
I mean, yes. I mean, you know, everybody wants to say, you know, okay, we always play hard against the New England Patriots, but I just tell them to stay patient, man. It's about to be a great process, you know. I believe in Coach Flo. All of our players believe in Coach Flo, and it's about to be an amazing process, you know, to the 2020 Miami Dolphins season.
You can definitively say, if it wasn't the right head coach, last season could have gone off the rails, right? If it wasn't the right head coach, someone could have lost that team, lost that locker room.
I mean, I think personally, in my opinion, might say I'm biased, but I think she went Coach of the Year. I think the way how he turned the program around, I mean, guys always wanted to play, but the way how it went the last 4 to 5 games, like he said, I mean, just to turn it around, man, I think that's a Coach of the Year to me.
Devon Godshow, congratulations again, Walter Payton Man of the Year, and congratulations on the way the season ended. We are excited about next season, and I didn't think I'd be saying that after the
tickets.
New England and the
if
Baltimore
Miami Dolphin
game.
Fan, get your season tickets right now.
There get your season
tickets.
The dude's selling
right
season
now.
Tickets
get your season
right
tickets
now.
Right now, number 56, Devon Godshow, defensive.
You're going to the Super Bowl Sunday night?
Yes, I'll be there.
You're going. You have a prediction?
Oh man, two great defensive lines. You know, got the young boy Nick Bosa coming back home. But I just think, you know, the difference in this game will be Pat Mahomes. I just think, you know, getting to the AFC title last year, you know, it was kind of stunned for them. You know, Andy Reid excited to be in the Super Bowl. I just think the Chiefs will pull it off. I think it's going to be a close game. You know, I think, you know, the 49ers, you know, D-line really have to get pressure, because you have those, you know, fast receivers, Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, guys like that, you know. You got, you know, guys who've been here like Richard Sherman, you know, who's ready, who's eager to get back and win a Super Bowl. But I just think the difference is going to be Pat Mahomes. Not taking away nothing away from Jimmy Garoppolo. He had a great season, but I think the difference is going to be Pat Mahomes.
And you watch football just to watch it, or you starting to watch it like it's film?
Man, I watch it like it's film. I mean, I study the game, man.
I'm still stuck in that, man.
I study the game, man. I like to, you know, I thought last week, you know, like, no knock on Kansas City. I just thought their defense has been struggling with the run.
Yeah.
You know, I think Houston had a couple successful. They would have kept running the ball. Houston probably could have won the game. But, you know, taking that away from Kansas City, I just thought that Derrick Henry was going to be able to run on Kansas City defense. And, you know, they proved me wrong. You know, so I think, you know, now you have to look at it like, whoa, like, you know, it's about to be a good Super Bowl because, you know, Tyrann Mathieu's on that defense, Frank Clark, Chris Jones, you know. I mean, those guys playing, you know, that whole defense playing, you know, they played lights out against Tennessee Titans. So I think you have to really look at it like, hey, man, it's going to be a game. You know, like Jimmy Garoppolo's going to have to play and Pat Mahomes is going to have to play.
Devon Godshaw, the Miami Dolphins nominee for Walter Payton Man of the Year and a guy we have enjoyed rooting for the past couple seasons with the Dolphins. So continued success, and we're wishing you luck for next season. Thanks for making time for us. Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.